KPRFoundation.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Children's Choir, presenting their spring concerts April 22nd at 7 and April 23rd at 3 at Trinity Lutheran Church in downtown Lawrence. Tickets and information at lawrencechildrenschoir.org.
Lows in the lower 40s tonight, tomorrow sunshine with a high in the lower 60s. It's 61 degrees in Lawrence and at 6:06.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City, always online at kansaspublicradio.org, where you can make a pledge of support. We have another day's worth of fundraising to do, not coming to you and, you know, preempting any kind of programming here for the next hour, but I do want to remind you, you can become a member of KPR anytime. Do it online at kansaspublicradio.org, or if the phone is more your jam, 888-577-5268. We can still take your pledges. The sooner we get to the total that the development department said we need to keep the lights on for another year, the sooner we can stop and just go back to uninterrupted programming. Again, make your pledge of support online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Public Library Spring Book Sale on April 21st, 22nd, and 23rd with books, CDs, and audiobooks. Details at lplff.org.
Still to come, news headlines and a conversation with actor Calvin Harrison Jr. about his new movie, Chevalier, which tells the forgotten story of a black composer and violinist of the 1700s. That is coming up here on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from KU Theater and Dance, presenting Cabaret, the Candor and Ebb musical, now with more tickets available. Playing April 20th through the 30th in Murphy Hall Stage 2. Seating is limited. Tickets at KUTheater.com.
Partly cloudy skies late tonight. Cooler temperatures than last night. Lows in the lower 40s. Tomorrow sunshine with a high in the lower 60s. 61 degrees in Lawrence, 63 in Manhattan. The time is 6:20. This is NPR News.
The DEA has infiltrated a Mexican drug gang that floods America's streets with illegal fentanyl.
These guys are absolute creeps, these Chapito dudes. Bringing these previously untouchable princes of drugs to some kind of justice is a very good thing all the way around.
So why does Mexico's president object? Tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition.
Support for KPR comes from Bach Aria Soloist presenting Handel in Love, April 22nd, 7:30 p.m. at Westport Presbyterian Church in Kansas City, with arias by George Friedrich Handel featuring soprano Sarah Tannehill Anderson. Tickets at BachAriaSoloist.com.
News headlines are coming up next. Lows in the lower 40s tonight, highs in the lower 60s tomorrow. No rain really in sight until probably Monday of next week. It's 61 degrees in Lawrence. It's 6:30.
Wednesday on whether to approve Sue's nomination, sending it on to the full chamber. Mary Yang, NPR News.
Stocks finish lower on Wall Street. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Governor Laura Kelly vetoed a bill today that essentially banned puberty blockers and similar care for transgender children. Blaise Mesa reports.
The bill would let families sue doctors for performing the care and could even cost them their license. Gender-affirming care can be broad, but the legislation targets mastectomies, hormone treatment, and any surgery that could sterilize someone, like a vasectomy. Governor Laura Kelly says it will hurt the economy because businesses won't want to work in Kansas if it's unfriendly to transgender people. Kansas Republicans have vowed to override the veto, but they need to flip 14 votes in the House to succeed. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Blaise Mesa in Topeka.
Governor Kelly also vetoed a bill limiting use of women's bathrooms and shelters to people who are identified as female at birth. As Dylan Lyson reports, Kelly's rejection likely sets up yet another veto override attempt by the Republican-controlled legislature.
The bill would bar transgender women from women's bathrooms, shelters, and other female-specific spaces. Kelly says she rejected the bill because it would scare off new companies from the state and hurt the economy. Supporters of the plan say it is meant to protect a woman's right to feel safe in areas designated for them. Republican lawmakers promised to override the veto. The legislature fell just one vote shy of a veto-proof majority when it initially passed the bill. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Dylan Lyson in Overland Park.
And two professors fired by Emporia State University last year will be getting their jobs back after winning an appeal. Suzanne Perez reports.
The new Kansas law adds 13.
All right, let's hear from Suzanne.
Last September, Emporia State laid off 33 employees, including tenured faculty, as part of sweeping cuts approved by the Kansas Board of Regents. The Kansas Reflector reported this week that a state appeals officer has reinstated two professors, saying the university did not adequately explain why their jobs were eliminated. History professor Amanda Miracle and math and economics associate professor Rob Catlett won their appeals, according to the Reflector. Other professors who appealed their dismissals are still waiting to learn their fate. Emporia State has 30 days to seek a judicial review of the decision. The university said in a statement that it plans to move forward with its plans to restructure. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Suzanne Perez in Wichita.
Mostly clear skies this evening, becoming partly cloudy and cooler overnight, lows in the lower 40s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the lower 60s. Partly cloudy tomorrow evening, lows in the mid-30s. Highs in the lower 50s are forecast for Saturday. And Saturday night, we could see lows in the upper 20s. So if you have sensitive plants outside, take some precautions. Highs back into the upper 50s on Sunday. It's 61 degrees in Lawrence, 63 in Manhattan, 64 in Abilene. It's 6:35.
This is All Things Good. I'm David Watson. I love KPR because it speaks truth, it plays great music, and anywhere I'm traveling in Kansas, I can find it on my radio. I love KPR.
You can join David, become a member of Kansas Public Radio online right now at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Blue Collar Press. Blue Collar Press has been helping businesses, musicians, and artists, big and small, turn ideas into promotional merchandise for 20 years. More information at bluecollarpress.com.
A little more All Things Considered still to come. We will then shift gears back to classical music. If you're joining us on KPR One tonight, we have Classics Live, then an hour of classical music with Destiny Ann Mermagan, continuing with our Top 70 Countdown. Then it's Jazz in the Night. If you're joining us on KPR Two, stay tuned for KPR Presents at 7 o'clock. That will be followed by news from the BBC World Service.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Public Library Spring Book Sale on April 21st, 22nd, and 23rd with books, CDs, and audiobooks. Details at lplff.org.
As far as the weather goes, not as frightening as last night, I don't think. Mostly clear skies this evening, becoming partly cloudy. Cooler, lows in the lower 40s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the lower 60s. Lows in the mid-30s tomorrow night, highs in the lower 50s for Saturday. Lows down in the upper 20s on Saturday night. It's 61 degrees in Lawrence, 63 in Manhattan, and 57 in Atchison. Once again, you can make a pledge of support to KPR at kansaspublicradio.org.
Found.org.
The DEA has a plan to bring down a top Mexican drug gang, so why does Mexico's president object? That's coming up on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Quick reminder, program-wise, join us Saturday for the Moth Radio Hour. Stories of mistakes, perseverance, lessons learned, often the hard way. We'll hear from a preacher's daughter who grew up in fear of the lessons learned in Sunday school. We'll meet a woman trying to adjust to life in rural Arkansas. Join us for the Moth Radio Hour, Saturday, 5 p.m. on all your KPR One stations.
Support for KPR comes from Bach Aria Soloist, presenting Handel in Love, April 22nd, 7:30 p.m. at Westport Presbyterian Church in Kansas City, with arias by George Friedrich Handel, featuring soprano Sarah Tannehill Anderson. Tickets at bacariasoloist.com.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, on the web at kansaspublicradio.org, or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from KU Theater and Dance, presenting Cabaret, the Candor and Ebb musical, now with more tickets available. Playing April 20th through the 30th in Murphy Hall Stage 2. Seating is limited. Tickets at KUTheater.com.
Classics Live is up next. It's 61 degrees in Lawrence, and the time is 7:01.